Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island-chained nation in the sunny sleeve South Pacific, where everybody's Fukushima irradiated so bad that they got a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. And my very special guest is Johnny English. Here's Johnny.
What's up, man? I didn't know you were going to be doing the Wolfman Jack voice. I appreciate you having me on, though. Thanks to you and American Freedom Radio. I want to send those little thanks out to both of you for having me on. I definitely appreciate it. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, and as I said, you sound a lot like Jack Blood, or at least to me you do. Who used to be a host on American Freedom Radio? So, you know.
I don't hear it myself. I guess I've always hated my voice. I just absolutely have always hated it. It seems like everybody else has a better radio voice than I do. So,
yeah. Well, there's something to be said for self-deprecation and not letting your head get too full of yourself. But yeah, I guess I don't know. I change my radio voice all the time. I guess.
If anyone's going to keep me in line, it'll be you. I can already see that now. And again, thanks for being on my show, Broken Man Radio. I appreciate that, sir.
Yeah, well, that was fun, man. But there's certain things that we can't talk about on the show. And I like the opportunity to say it elsewhere where I can, where it won't, you know, upset the balance of the apple cart.
Well, we know what you're talking about. That's all that matters. As long as we have fun, that's all that counts.
Well, precisely. Speaking of which, getting into this particular industry of talk radio and exposing scumbaggery can be quite fun, but it can also be very daunting and scary, especially when you're first starting to learn about what reality actually freaking is, which most people, even in the truth movement, still don't quite have a grasp on. How did you start off on this little journey there, Johnny?
Well, I actually started. I did my very first live broadcast on New Year's Eve, 2010, and it was more of a, I guess, more of a shock jock kind of thing. And I was more into trying to make people laugh, and I, you know, my head was still spinning, and I really didn't know what was going on around me. I was blind. I was completely blind, and I was like, most people are today, where you want to ignore what's actually going on, and we live in our little bubble. We keep our tight little bubble, and we just stay within that little area, and we don't bug anybody, and you know, have a little fun here and there. Well, I actually learned very early on, probably within about four or five shows of doing that, that I needed to be doing something else. I just didn't feel comfortable. I mean, I had fun. Don't get me wrong. But that went on actually for about a year, almost two more years, where I was just kind of doing radio hit and miss. And I had my own stream, and I changed my radio show, changed names, I don't know how many times. And I was trying to reinvent myself over and over and over. I went down the trucker route. I went to, stayed within the shock jock realm and all this other different things. I actually got into some like major shock jocks. I actually got under their skin because that was, you know, that was the job of your, you know, you're trying to get under their skin, possibly get hired and make all this money talking on the radio, you know, and be the next big shock jock. And that's kind of the dreams and aspirations I had at the time. Well, I started wondering if that was what I was really supposed to do. And about a year or so ago, about a year, year and a half ago, I started diving more into what we're talking about now. And even at that point, I got a few months in and I still knew there was something more to this. There had to be more than what was being put out there. It always seemed like one thing led to the next thing. It was just a stepladder and I kept going up the steps and there was more steps. You know, it's fine to sit here and talk about fluoride and 9/11 and GMOs and all that, that needs to be said. That needs to be talked about. I absolutely agree. But I kept looking for that deeper subject. There was something more sinister behind it. And I arrived at the conclusion of all the roads that I seemed to find started heading back to one place. And that place is Rome to me. That's where I was led. So now I've made it my life's work. I don't plan on getting rich off this. I'm going to do this as long as I can, as long as God will let me. And that's just it. You know, I'm here to try to tell the truth. I like to say I'm a nobody trying to tell somebody the truth. And that's it, man.
You ask yourself, is being a nobody actually even a title? Because technically nobody's a nobody, you know. It's a colloquialism, isn't it? You wonder about it, and you think to yourself, hey, oh my God, some of the most powerful people that have grown up in this world have actually come from nothing, very little, and wound up being dominant, strong, some inspiring, some tyrannical. Ergo, and this goes for a lot of the people in this movement as well, the lower opinion, I think, that you have of yourself, actually, sometimes the greater a man it makes you.
I've never been a person that brags, and I've learned how to do this on my own. I didn't have any help. I was a big radio fan for 20 years. I mean, I listened to Coast to Coast AM and all those shows. Phil Hendry, way back in the day, AM days, back before there was satellite radio. I was a trucker over the road, so that's where I learned to be a fan of radio. And I just love the genre. I love radio, period. And I was willing to try to do everything I possibly can or could to be a broadcaster and try to put myself in that position without, I guess, without bragging on myself and telling everybody how great I am. And I know there's a certain amount of ego involved. We all have to have some kind of ego or we can't do this. You have to have something there, but I just don't. I try to hide it, I guess. I don't know why. I just do, and maybe that may be my problem. Maybe that's why I haven't gone any further than I have. But I'm afraid to take that next step. You know what I mean? I don't want to be that guy who's always waving my own flag around. So I don't know. What do you think about that? I mean, is that something you've been doing? How long have you been doing this?
Radio, this is my, it's a little over 3 years doing my own radio show. I think I passed the 3 year mark back in July, August or something. And before that, I did another 6 months on American Freedom Radio with another co-host before that. And I think maybe spent about 2 years in the street with the camera filming protests and something like that. So 6 years, seven, maybe, give or take.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see? And see, that's something that I haven't done. I haven't taken the cameras out to the streets. For the very first time, and here, dude, you got to understand me. When I was younger, when I was in high school and all that, I was a quiet guy. The radio brought me out of my shell. I mean, literally, if I hadn't done radio, or hadn't started doing this, there's no way I'd be here on the radio with you right now. There's no way I would have done some of the things that I've done, and there sure isn't any way that I would have stood up before 350 to 400 people in Des Moines, Iowa last year, or not last year, but this year, at the March Against Monsanto and actually given a speech. That's not me. I've never done that. I'm not that kind of person. I've never been an outgoing person like that. So I can be thankful, at least. And again, I'm not proud of some of the subject matter that I've covered in the past, but I am proud of where I'm at. I've worked my butt off to get where I'm at, and I've done everything that I could possibly do. So I am proud of that, you know, to a certain extent. I just, you know, I have a hard time going forward with that and saying, hey, look at me, I'm the greatest, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, let's think about reality here. The reality is people who listen to radio generally, or at least the radio show hosts that have the largest audiences, have voices not unlike yourself. Okay, so you got that going for you. Secondly, they like honesty and decency. So you got that going for you. Thirdly, they like courtesy, at least a little stroke of professionalism. You got that going for you. You're ticking all the boxes, mate. I don't know why you don't believe in yourself. You've already got what it is that is required to carry you through.
Well, I appreciate that, especially coming from someone who's been doing this for as long as you have. And maybe I do need to take that next step. Maybe that's just it. Maybe I need to hone my craft even more and maybe have a little bit more confidence in myself. I totally agree there, because I've always been a Debbie Downer. Everything that I've learned over the last couple of years, it really is depressing. You've probably told your audience that. You've probably told other people that. It is really depressing if you sit and let it eat at you. It's tough. And there's times that I want to go back. I want to be what's the guy's name in the Matrix? Was it Cypher? Is that the guy's name who decided he wanted to go back into the Matrix?
That's right.
I wanted to be, you know, there's times when I wish I could do that. I can't do it because I'm here to fight until my death. If I have to give my life for this, I will. But there's sometimes, man. Do you ever get that where there's just sometimes you wish you could go back?
Yeah, that's usually about the time where I don't have enough money for beer or something, you know?
You know that, yeah, attitude does kind of flow with the money, yeah.
Yeah, well, when you're having a good time and you don't have anything to worry about, stress is caused by a lack of money for a large degree, you know. Doesn't buy happiness. Well, a lack of money buys stress. I can assure you. I can freaking assure you. You ain't got enough money to pay the rent? Oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to be living under a roof. I might be living under a bridge next week. That's pretty freaking stressful. I don't know whether or not I can feed my kids today. That's pretty freaking stressful. I don't know whether or not my internet's going to be cut off next week because I can't pay the bill for. Therefore, I won't actually be able to do my job to even earn money to pay the internet bill in the first freaking place. That's freaking stressful. So a lot of traders go through this really depressing stage. It's before you actually reach enough success where you don't have to worry about those things. I think it took two to two and a half years in radio before I had enough of a... who care enough about the objectives of this broadcast to donate enough so that I don't all the time have to be stressing out, worried about where my next meal's coming from. And in so doing, those periods in which I would be sitting down, head in my hands, crying or kind of like frustrated, you know, Those incidences just become less and less and less and less until I've gotten to the point now where it's like, wow, you know why I'm doing this? It's not actually because I want to do it at all. In fact, I never even wanted to. Why am I doing this? Well, I don't really have a choice. Honestly, I can't go back to a slave job. You know, I really don't deal very well with people telling me what to do. I don't deal very well being surrounded in a work environment with people who are dumber than I am, who don't have any freaking clue what is going on, who you can't have any decent kind of interaction or friendship or anything beyond superficial bollocks with. That actually physically stresses me out, thinking about stupid people and actually being forced to live next to them or to work next to them, that kind of thing, when I don't have any respect for them because they don't have any respect for themselves or me or any concern about the future of mankind. Not the kind of people I want to hang out with. This movement, on the other hand, is full to the brim of people like that. The opposite of people like that, I mean.
We very well could be related because I have a hard time dealing with incompetence, just pure and simple incompetence and laziness. And here in America, I don't know about New Zealand. Obviously, I've never been there, so I can't speak for the people that live there. But I can say, and it angers me, and I've gone off on my shows. I've done entire hours of just me ranting, and it drives me absolutely crazy, Vinny. It just gets under my skin, and I have a hard time controlling my temper.
Well, controlling your temper is a real tough thing to do. I don't even bother trying anymore. Honestly, You know, unless the person in front of me is capable of giving me some kind of repercussion because I got angry at them, you know, kick you out of your house or hold some kind of power, wield it in that fashion, then I hold back my anger, bite my tongue, so on and so forth. But if they're just some scumbag who's a ruthless criminal and deserves to be exposed, damn right I'm going to have a rant about it. Why wouldn't I? Your anger is your motivation. It is the reason for your being. It is what indeed motivates you to expose scumbaggery and to protect good things, I believe, anyway. And a lot of people say, oh, you can't get angry, you can't do that and the other. Well, look. Have you ever seen a handbook? Okay, is there some kind of truther handbook elusive out there somewhere that has all the rules of being a truther? No, we're all just making it up as we go. We'll be right back.
To fly to New Zealand by plane from New York City, it takes 22 hours. So from the Twin Cities, 19. I mean, I fly all the time, and 6 hours on a plane is like a lot, and 19 is wrong. And they distract you. They feed you, and then they feed you some more, and then they feed you. Give me a dessert. Bob, you're a dessert, you prick. Give me that dessert. Bob, a Bloody Mary, yeah. Give me a whiskey sour, yeah. Give me whatever you got. Just more liquor. And then when you're done, there's still 16 hours to go. If you want to know what it's like, you can experience going to New Zealand. It's very simple. Sit in a chair for 19 hours and take your hands and press your head as hard as you can. And don't stop. Don't stop! 19 hours, just like this. And then at the end of 19 hours, you pull your hands off and you feel like you're in New Zealand. You certainly won't feel like you're home. They say that New Zealand's beautiful, and I don't know because by the time I got over the jet lag, I had to go. And it seems to me if you're going to travel for 19 hours to another country, when you get there, they should have the common courtesy to speak another language. I did not fly all this way to hear English again.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live in English all the way from New Zealand. And this is part of the great technology revolution that we, in the truth movement specifically, have been utilizing in order to do the bulk of our radio content and liaise with other activists around the world. And so, naturally, Microsoft's going to get rid of Skype. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Skype will be no more. Well, no more on a computer. Anyway, it'll only be on iPhone or other branded smartphones. Skype's announced it. Okay, so I know maybe of alternative media talk radio show hosts. Every single one of them uses Skype to do their radio show. Every single one. This will decapitate the whole movement in a day. No more talk radio unless we find out some other way to do it for free, which there are some options out there, but nothing of Skype, nothing with the wide availability of Skype, nothing with the exact same programs that I actually paid money in order to record Skype. This network itself runs the board through Skype. American Freedom Radio will be gone. Revolution Radio will be gone. Wolf Spirit Radio will be gone. Every single network that you can conceivably think of that talks about truth and uses Skype will be frickin' gone, unless either this move to delete the Skype desktop version entirely from the world stage by Microsoft is stopped, or a viable alternative can be found. I certainly hope one can, because I really like doing this radio show and exposing scumbaggery using the tool of Skype that the New World Order has provided me. I think it's quite ironic and fun. Johnny English is my very special guest. Welcome back.
Thanks, Vinny. And you know, the Skype thing, it's kind of odd how that just popped right on in. You know, in this day and age, like you said, there's everyone that I've known, everyone that I've met in this whole realm, I guess you want to call it. I hate using the word movement because it reminds me of bowel movement. But this whole genre, I guess you could say, everyone I've ever met uses Skype, and all the radio stations that I've been on that I, you know, has used Skype to connect with the server and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely going to deal a hard blow. I think from the research that I've done on it, I think maybe one-on-one we'll be able to connect. You know, it would be a one-on-one thing. And here's why I think that. I bought my first Windows 8 laptop earlier this year, and Skype was on the laptop. Now, anybody that knows anything about Windows 8 is Windows 8 is like the Windows phone. They took the phone, the Windows phone program, and they said, hey, I know what we could do. We could turn this into, we'll put this on a PC, and people will love it. Oh, yeah, they hate the Windows phone. What makes you think they're going to love it on their PC? Well, obviously, they weren't thinking too well. So I got this, I opened it up, and I had my Skype, and I tried it out for the very first time during a show. I hadn't even tried it yet. Well, here's the limitation of that app. It was an app. It wasn't the desktop program. It was an app just like on your phone, like they're switching to. I could talk one-on-one to somebody. But if you wanted to bring anyone else into the group call, you're screwed. There's no way. There was no way to do it. The option wasn't even there. So basically, you're stuck with a one-on-one connection with the Skype app. And I'm afraid, Vinny, that unless you have Windows 8, you're not even going to be able to get that Windows app on your PC. So, yeah, it's going to present a huge problem.
Well, when they say they're getting rid of the Skype version for desktop, are they getting rid of it for both Mac and for PC, or just PC?
As far as I know, the desktop will be halted. The entire desktop API will be coming. It'll be coming to a grinding halt in December. So we're talking December. They didn't even give us a year's notice or a 6 months notice. We're talking 2 months, not even 2 months. They said, "Hey, we're shutting this down." And now, to me, it smells a little fishy. If you know what I mean, it just smells something's not right.
I think that's probably just because we're conspiracy theorists and we use it to expose scumbaggery, and so naturally we assume that because somebody's freaking up our business model, doing it intentionally.
Yeah, you know, heaven forbid we actually, you know, think something like that. I mean, it's only obvious. Who else is using it like we use it? Nobody. So, it just looks a little fishy.
Wicked buddy.
I mean, and who can trust Microsoft? I mean, let's be honest here.
Yeah. You'd have to have a in order to trust Microsoft.
Anyone that builds
backdoors. Your brain would have to be microwaved in order to trust Microsoft.
Well, yeah, anyone that builds backdoors from the factory for the NSA. I mean, it's incorporated into the programs, and don't tell me it's not, because I know it is. You know, it's more than obvious what they're up to.
Yeah, we got the idea from the doors, you know.
Girls, you understand, I'm a backdoor man.
I didn't know we were going to go that way, but hey.
Neither did she.
Yeah, it is. I have tried other mediums, though. I've tried other programs. I've tried Mumble. Mumble works great if you can get like a one-on-one conversation, but it's hard to incorporate it into how we're doing it here. And then, of course, everybody's going to have Mumble. Well, then you got to teach people. It's amazing how many people can't even use Skype, and Skype's like the easiest program to use. I can't even imagine trying to teach somebody how to use Mumble. So there are other alternatives, but it's, you know, it's tougher.
Yeah. Well, they did this to YouTube before, and YouTube just basically kept going on as normal. You know, it wasn't terribly much different. They effed off, though, because there were so many things I could do with my page there that I can't do now. Like, literally just can't do now. I've never gained a single positive thing from the changes that were made to YouTube. What was that, last year or the year before? And I can guarantee you we won't see a single positive change from this modification of Skype either. You know, Nothing good will come from it.
I wonder if they'll just leave it. I mean, you know, if they just don't update it anymore and they just basically end all support and just leave the program, like if you already have it, like we already have it, we're already using it, if maybe it's just going to keep working, it's just never going to be updated again, which is fine because the updates stink. Every time they update it, something else goes wrong, and then once you get that worked out, that bug worked out, it updates again and does the exact same thing. So if they leave it, and hey, we'll just keep using it. But, you know, hopefully that's the case, but I don't know. I guess we'll find out in December.
Yeah. I was thinking like Pink Floyd, you know. We don't need your upgrades. Hey, Microsoft, leave Skype alone.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I can smell another meditation song coming from Vinnie Eastwood.
I don't think so. In fact, this is now making me quite tense, thinking about this reality. My radio career is over at the end of the year. Unless we get this problem solved, like that's the reality that's now just dawned upon me. My radio career is over. Frank.
Well, no, there's other ways to broadcast, sir. There are
allegedly. It's just, you know, I get a different guest every single frickin' day. Yeah, I don't have to train any of them. I mean, Skype's just like they. I send them a link to Skype.com if on the off chance that they don't have it already. I'm going to have to completely retool, re-kit, and redo my entire operation. I will not... Do any of these other programs offer webcams or multiple webcams? Because I've got programs where I'm able to record my Skype and record your video and my video and a number of other variants among that, and I paid for those programs. I'm also a paid up Skype member so that I can have more than a couple of people having video on a call at the same time, so up to three or four different video streams that are being played, right? So I've got a lot more to lose in the Skype game than some people do because I've got actually a little bit more invested in it. Oh my God! What am I going to do?
I think you're resourceful enough. I think you'll figure it out. Hopefully, I don't see it getting that bad. I would hope. Then again, I've hoped for a lot of things that didn't happen. So my hopes and dreams don't exactly work out all the time. So I don't know, man. It you know, there's so much out there right now that you can use. It's just a matter of, like you said, Skype is so easy to use. It's so easy to incorporate. And once you learn something, I hate trying to learn something new because the old stuff stopped working. You know, if it's something that I want to jump to myself, like I've taught myself everything. I've taught myself everything to do with a computer, software, and you know, everything that I've done, I've installed Linux on dual booted Linux on my PC just to screw around with that. I've taught myself all this because I wanted to learn it, but now we're in a situation where guess what, you're gonna have to learn it on your own because we're done with it. We decided to cut you guys off at the knees. So I kind of feel your pain in that respect, but I don't have as much going as you do. You know, I don't have video going on. I'm not a big fan of video, so.
Well, I do suppose that there's always a way around everything. For example, I can have a tripod next to me, you know, and just film in 720 HD when I'm doing my shows, possibly. And then on top of that, because that's only me though. That's only my video. Most of the videos that I do, they're far better if I actually have the guest videos. And there's no freaking possibility, that every single one of my guests is going to be up with the play enough to set up a camera on a tripod, extract the files that are several gigabytes in size off of their computers, and leave it all night uploading over to me just so I can have a video feed. It's so much more reasonable and less insane to just record a game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We need, like, Comrex boxes. And this is another thing. allegedly, a Comrex box is some kind of box that you put into your phone line or internet or something like that, and you can do way more higher quality internet streams or video or audio through them. I have no idea what the hell they do, but I've heard a lot of talk radio aficionados talk about it as if it's the best thing since beheading George Bush.
It is,
and
when
kicking
his
head down the road like a soccer ball.
It is when it comes to sound. The sound quality is unmatched because it's like you're sitting there in the studio. If I were connected to AFR and you're connected to AFR via one of these boxes, it would be like you and I are sitting in a studio at AFR doing the show. So that being that as it may, unfortunately, if maybe if the news hasn't reached down there yet, but and I say down there, I don't even know if it's down, but. Across the United States, they're trying to get rid of copper lines. They are actually, the plan is to eliminate hardwired phones in your house in the next few years. That's the scuttlebutt. So whether that's true or not, I don't know. Which means at that point in time, having one of those boxes would do you no good unless you're hardwired directly to the studio. This is a battle, my friend. This is a battle we're about to get into, and it's beginning, and we are... we're in for the fight of our lives.
We're going to be stuck with having to make carbon copies of documents. I swear to God, there won't be no video. There won't be no radio. I'm going to have to wind up becoming a freaking pamphleteer and go out of my house every single day to spread the truth and just hope like frack somebody hears it and donates to me so that I can continue to go out and keep exposing the truth. And it's much easier when you've got a listening and viewing audience as long as all the social media networking and everything like that. They shut down my PayPal one time and I lost every single subscriber I'd gained over a 2.5 year period. Like people donating 5, 10, 20 bucks a month or something like that. And I lost all of them, man. Well, most of them. And I still haven't even recovered from that. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're able to donate to the new PayPal properly as a merchant account, please go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com today, like today, and sign up to donate a few dollars a month. Johnny English is my guest from Broken Man Radio. Back in a minute. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the show that's about fighting for your rights, whether or not you live or die. My very special guest is Johnny English. Can I ask you, what did you do for a career before this? Wait a second. Do you still have a slave job, Johnny?
Yes, unfortunately, I do. I have to pay the bills, and I would love to be able to do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I would love nothing more than to be able to do this and to be able to go out and do things and go out and film things and talk to people and do all those great things. I really wish I could. Unfortunately, right now I have to pay the bills and I am stuck in, that's the long answer to yes, Vinny, I'm still stuck in a slave job.
Yeah. I like referring to them as slave jobs. Even when I go, on occasions where I get invited out for parties and something, you meet new people, and you go, so what do you do for a slave job? And they go, oh, well, I do the, like, they don't even bat an eyelash because they know that they do have a freaking slave job. They're not gainfully employed.
and it's a shame. It really is. And here's something I brought up on my show one time was, you know, we are the reason that things are either labeled expensive or worth something or not worth something or inexpensive, or we actually are the ones setting the tone for all this, because as you know, when people, you see all these stupid toys, it's every Christmas, it seems like there's a toy that comes out of it. Oh, everybody's got to have it, you know, and people are literally killing themselves, rushing into a big box store to buy this thing, fighting over it like idiots. And it's one of the things that just drives me mad. It really does. But in reality, we are the problem, or I should say we are the solution to our own problems. But most people don't see that because they're so distracted, and the elite have kept us so distracted and kept the majority of the people so distracted. I didn't understand how people were going to be fooled. I mean, there's 7+ billion people on this planet. I had no idea how people were going to be fooled. And now I know. It's very simple. They keep us distracted, and they're doing a good job. You almost have to appreciate what they've done to an extent because they've done it so well.
Well, it's the deliberate dumbing down of America. And I was watching a, what's it called? A debate on Bloomberg about the U.S. Teachers unions and how the debate was, is it teachers unions that are destroying academia in America? And my answer is not yes or no. It's that's a distraction. There is a real physical, implementable and successful agenda by the elite to dumb down America. Teachers unions have got virtually nothing to do with it. Teachers unions don't tell everybody exactly what the curriculum is or how unbelievably eye-bleedingly easy the tests are. Like, no, I'm not kidding here. Listen, if you live in America and you were educated in the public schooling system, when I was in high school, the tests were kind of hard, you know, here in New Zealand. And I had friends come over from the States, like be doing education over there, like what are they called? Student exchange, right? And they said they came back and it was like they were 16 doing a 12-year-old's test kind of thing. They thought it was so unbelievably easy that it just wasn't funny. That's the reason why Americans have lacked a lot in recent times and over the past few decades in education, is because it's been deliberately dumbed down, because a critically thinking population, the size of the United States, with the technology and the funds available to the people of the United States, if you all weren't dumbed down to the point of which you're virtually savages fighting over a pack of Doritos when you should be gardening at the end of time. You know, this is how the elite agenda gets fulfilled, because stupid people don't resist anything. They don't even realize that there's a war going on.
And that's absolutely truth. And here's when you get up in the, it's even worse when you get into college education, because I work at a place. I'm not going to say where or anything like that, but let's just say the people that run the show are college educated people. They're not running the show very well. And in the transportation industry, I've been in the transportation industry for over 16 years. I've learned by trial and error. And I'm not going to say I could walk in there and run the place better. I know I could. I don't know how much better. But here's the point I'm trying to get to. We are raised, or we used to be raised, and to an extent we still are, that you have to get to a certain point in your life. You have to start a family. You have to have so many kids. And then you immediately have to start saving for college for those kids. And people are stuck in this tunnel vision. That's all they have. They have tunnel vision. And they don't realize that they're sending their kids into a cesspool. And they're actually paying the school, whatever school it is, to really not teach their kids that much. They really aren't learning that. They're learning how to drink and they're learning how to party, but they're really not learning that much. They come out with a piece of paper that says, I can do this. This piece of paper is looked upon as gold when you get into the corporate world. However, there's probably several people underneath that don't have that piece of paper that could easily run that corporation and probably can do it better with more common sense than that person with that piece of paper. And people don't see that. People don't understand that. Just like you said, we're going to be fighting over a bag of Doritos instead of learning how to farm your own food and create your own food or save. And it blows my mind. And I wonder, I just watched that show. I don't know if you watched it or not. There was a show that was just on one of the cable channels. I think the History Channel. And they were talking about... it was the American Blackout was the name of the movie. Have you seen that?
Is this the one where they knocked all the black people off of the rolls because they were likely to vote for people who weren't racist, scumbaggery individuals who were going to take over and destroy the country and sell it out to neocons?
No, not that one. It's the other one. It's the one where all the power went out.
Nah.
That one you mentioned is a very good movie. But yeah, the one, all the power goes out. And within a couple of days, people are starting to freak out, you know, and especially people in the big cities like Atlanta and New York City, L.A. And I'm watching this, and it immediately made me want to go out and plant a garden. It immediately made me want to go out and buy huge jugs of water and store it in my basement, you know. It hit me, and we were watching this, and I was like, we really need to be more prepared. We really do. And it's a shame, Vinny, that if it ever comes to that, if we ever had a blackout like this of that magnitude where the entire country's grid is down for days at a time, it would obviously lead into people are going to be in FEMA camps. People are going to be ushered into FEMA camps, not you know, against their own will. It really is the way it's going to turn out. And food is going to be rationed amongst those people. Not very good food, by the way. And if you watch this movie, it really does strike a chord, and you have to really think about it. That if this does happen, it's going to be mass chaos. It's absolutely going to be chaos. And it's kind of funny, too, that they announced a couple of months ago that they're having a test on the grid, I believe in November. They're actually going to test our grid against cyber attacks. And this movie just came out. And either the movie people are trying to profit off of this or, you know, what's the other reason? I don't know.
Well, it's power and control, 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 power and control. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. So only two desires of a psychopath, okay? And psychopaths also, well, because they desire power and control so much, they wind up being in all the positions where they have power and control over you, don't they? So think about how the economy is planned. It's planned so that you lose your power and that somebody else gains control over you. Usually the person who set that policy, which took away your power and implemented all the controls under them in the first freaking place. Don't you think? Bit of self-interest? Here's the problem. We've got a grid. Okay? We don't need a grid. Mate, we have the technology. There are devices out there that can power a home easily that you can have by yourself. Imagine a giant municipal city with everybody's toilets refastened to do composting as it does in a number of places, self-generating water. You can have, what's it called? Do you remember Ecolo Blue, that water company that had like a dehumidifier, you know, that stuff that dries out the air, sucks all the moisture out of the air, producing water for you and then filtering it. Well, I think you can have one of those sort of inbuilt into the wall of your home or whatever and have an entire water tank system. You know, we can live in a very, very high technology state without a grid. And without people having any power and control over us. You notice that there isn't a single house that exists in LA or any other major city in the world that fits the parameters that I'm saying here, which would actually be relatively cheap and easy to retrofit. Not a single one. You know why? Because anybody tries to create any of that kind of thing, anybody tries to create a movement, you're taking away power and control from the people who desire power and control, and then they use their power and control to fucking take away your power and start to control you. Do you understand? It's a real pain in the ass. We'll be right back after the break with Johnny English, ladies and gentlemen, Broken Man Radio.